You're listening to the audio production of Sold on Love by Kathleen Fuller, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Lauren Burst.
To James, I love you. Chapter 1. No. No. For the love of God, no. Harper Wilson groaned as her Mercedes shuddered to a halt. Unbelievable. She banged the heels of her hands on the steering wheel, then twisted the key in the ignition. Nothing. 3 more turns. Yep, her baby was dead. She grabbed her phone, stepped out of the car, and slammed the door shut, grimacing against the blast of muggy midday heat. But that was nothing compared to her rising panic. In 15 minutes, she was supposed to show a potential client a 7-acre plot of land, nearly 3 miles down this dusty road. In just a few hours, she needed to be at Amazing Grace Church for Anita and Tanner's wedding. She was a bridesmaid, again, for one of her BFFs, and normally she would already be at the church helping out with whatever needed to be done. But Olivia, Anita's perfectionist maid of honor, had things under control for the bridal party. Since Anita's mother was controlling everything else, Harper had decided she could sneak in this showing. She looked at her cell. 0 bars. Great. Just great, she muttered, holding the cell away from her, then up in the air. After turning around in a circle, she finally saw a bar appear in the upper corner of the screen, but only if she held it above her head while she stood on 1 foot, her narrow 4-inch heel sinking into the soft ground of the dirt road. Quickly, she searched for the familiar number, then hit it with her thumb. "Hiya, Harper." Rusty Jenkins' low, affable drawl came through the speaker. "Thank God you answered," she said, not daring to move and lose the precious service bar.
"Did you break down again?"
She sighed. "Of course I did."
"Dang it. All right, I'll come get you and tow you back to the garage. I'm sure sorry about this, Harper. I thought I'd fixed her up for good this time."
"It's okay, Rusty." She gave him her location and then hung up and tried to call her client, only to lose her balance and drop the phone into the dry dirt. "No!" She grabbed it and searched for service. Nothing. Held the phone above her head and stood on 1 foot again. Zip. Now beads of sweat were running down the side of her face. Yuck. The only time perspiration was permissible was when she was working out or playing for the church softball team. But dripping sweat while standing next to her stupid car? Ridiculous. She opened the door and sat on the driver's side seat, the hem of her peach-tinted silk-sheath dress rising above her knees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?